Is it permitted for one to filter tap water on Shabbos? Many people, for one reason or another, are accustomed to avoid drinking water directly from the tap and have various water filtering systems in their homes in order to make drinkable water for them. Some use external Brita filters, which are pitchers that contain a filter into which the water is poured into. Others contain a more complex system that is actually attached to the sink, and which a leverage is turned up or down for the sake of filtering drinking water. And others even have a filter attached directly to the spout or main water system of the home in order so all the water gets filtered automatically. The common question in all the above cases is regarding whether this is permissible to be done and used. You see, we find several separating and filtering restrictions relevant on Shabbos due to the Av Melacha of Beirer, or alternatively Merakid. Both Beirer and Merakid are counted as one of the 39 Melachis, and although they in essence involve the same action of separating, since in the Mishkan they were done as two separate actions, therefore they are counted as two separate Melachis. The Mefarshim explain the exact cases which fall under the Beirer prohibition when you separate versus those that fall under the Merakid prohibition when you separate. In any event, what is agreed upon in the Poskim is that the action of filtering a liquid on Shabbos is a tolda and offshoot of either the Beirer prohibition or the Merakid prohibition, meaning it's possibly biblically forbidden to be done. The Gemara does not clearly arbitrate regarding which Av Melach it falls under, and therefore also in the Paiskim and Shulchan Aruch, it's ruled that it can fall under either one. Practically, whatever the case, there are cases in which it is biblically forbidden. And what are those cases, and does the prohibition apply in the question that we asked? So the following is the rule, the general rule, against filtering liquids on Shabbos. Any liquid which is not drinkable to a majority of people in its current state, and they thus filter it prior to drinking it, then it is biblically forbidden to filter it on Shabbos due to either the Beirer or Merakid prohibition. So is brought in the Gemara Masechet Shabbos 138a, and so is ruled in the Rambam, Shabbos chapter 8, Halacha 11, the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch 319.9, and the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch 319, Halacha 12. If, however, the liquid, is drinkable by a majority of people in its current state, without them filtering it prior to drinking it, then it is permitted to be filtered on Shabbos, even if it contains substances in the liquid that will end up getting filtered out by the filter. So writes the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch 319 Halacha 13, based on the ruling of the Rama 319.10, the Mechaber 319.9, and the Gemara Masechet Shabbos 139b. And so explains that Tzemach Tzedek in Yerodea Tshuva 45 that the main thing is that it's drinkable by majority of people. So to summarize, the main thing regarding if whether you are allowed or not to filter a liquid on Shabbos is regarding how do majority of people drink this liquid? Do they filter it first, in which case it would be forbidden to filter it on Shabbos, or do they not filter it first, in which case it would be permitted? However, the Pri Megadim and other Achreinim who record him brings a very important clause to this allowance. And he says that this allowance, when majority of people drink it in its current state, only applies to those individuals who are not always careful in particular to drink filtered liquid. Then they may filter it on Shabbos, since majority of people don't care. But if you are always particular to only drink filtered water, filtered liquid, then even though majority of people don't care, you cannot filter it on Shabbos. As for you, it's considered undrinkable. Let's now take all this background information and apply it to our questions regarding city water and if it's allowed to be filtered on Shabbos. It would seem, based on everything we just explained, that whether or not you're allowed to filter your tap water on Shabbos would be dependent on its drinking status, if majority of people of the city drink it without filtering it first, and in addition, as to your status, as to whether or not you are always particular to filter it or not. If majority of people in the city drink the water without filtering it, and you are not always particular to filter it, then you can filter it on Shabbos. If, however, majority of people filter the water in the city prior to drinking, or they don't, but you are always particular to only drink filtered water, then it would seem, based on what we explained, that it would be forbidden for you to filter the water on Shabbos. And in such cases, everyone must prepare bottled water that's filtered from before Shabbos. However, in truth, we find a number of halachic justifications to allow filtering city water from the tap, even in the above scenarios, that in the general rule would prohibit filtering. And that is as follows. A number of today's Paiskim explain that the entire restriction against filtering liquids or water on Shabbos is when there's a visible substance inside the liquid that's being filtered out. Then we have a differentiation as stated in the general rule. Do majority of people drink it in this state? Do majority of people filter it? Are you particular? You're not particular. But in a case where there's nothing visible to the naked eye that gets taken out by the filter, and the same water that came in is the same water that came out to the visible eye, even though technically there may be some impurities not visible to the naked eye that are cured through the process of the filtering, then these Paiskim all say that the filtering prohibition doesn't apply to anyone, even if majority of people tend to filter their water in the city, and certainly if they don't, and you just happen to be a person who's always particular, nonetheless it would be permitted. So writes the Aznitbru in Volume 8, Tshuva 8, Chut HaShani, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Piske Tshuvis, Shabbos Kalacha. So is also stated in the name of Shlomo Zalman Arbach and other Paiske Dereinu. However, not everyone agrees to this chiddush, this novelty of the ruling that applies the filtering prohibition only to visibly dirty liquid. And they say that the rule and restrictions apply even when the water is clear. So writes the Shevet Alevi in Volume 11, Tshuva 67. So it was quoted in the name of Rav Elyashiv in Hilchos Shabbos, Chapter 3, Footnote 37. According to this approach, those who want to be machmir like this approach, they would not be allowed to use a Brita filter on Shabbos to filter their water, and would need to prepare pre-filtered water from before Shabbos. However, even according to this approach, there is a further allowance that can be relied upon, and that is to attach a filter to your actual spout. So the Minchas Yitzchak explains in Tshuva in Volume 7 that whenever the water that's being filtered is attached to the main water system of the house or to the tap of the sink, and thereby all the water that you use for washing, for laundry, for drinking, for whatever you're doing, comes through that filter, then since it's not apparent that it's being used for filtering, therefore you're allowed to use it for drinking water, to filter your drinking water. So even according to those who are machmir, they can attach a filter to the spout, which does not require touching anything in order to achieve filtered water, and simply you turn on the tap of the faucet and it comes out through the filter. This heter is a heter that would need to be used in a case that the city water contains forbidden bugs, insects inside of it, in which case a Jew cannot drink it due to the bugs. And certainly he may not filter it on Shabbos, even if the bugs are only visible after close examination of the water with the naked eye. The solution in such a case is to attach a filter to the faucet in a way that all the water that comes out of that faucet, whenever you turn it on, ends up getting filtered. So to summarize, typical city water that comes out of the tap is permitted to be filtered on Shabbos through a filter, such as a Brita filter, a sink filter, and the like, so long as there is no visible substance in the water that gets filtered out as a result of the filtering. And this allowance applies even if one is always particular to drink only filtered water, even though there are some who are stringent. Although if, however, the city water does contain visible substances which are filtered out by the filter, such as dirt, then if majority of people in the city are accustomed to filter their water, or you are always particular to filter the water, then it's forbidden to filter the water on Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.